preach. We're going to just get a bunch of us to share testimonies. So thank you for bringing those testimonies to us this week. I'm just going to facilitate this time. And so our hearts for us this morning is this, that we will leave this place more grateful than we came in. I think the world is shaking and there's a lot of uncertainty and there's a lot of pressure and there's a lot of things that are going on. I think we're fighting big demons, even as a church, you know, and that gets me excited because I'm a fighter. I like to fight stuff. But for some, there might be fear that's creeping in. There might be whatever it is. Ungratefulness is a really, it's a killer actually, because there's always someone that's worse off than you. There's always someone that has less money than you or less experiences or less things or less experiences with the Lord. And I think, like even just looking at my life, I'm just so grateful at what the Lord has done. And I think without him, I'd probably be in a gutter somewhere, probably an addict because I get hyper focused on stuff. And he didn't allow that. And I think everyone sitting here has been saved by him. And his grace is on us. And we're here not because it was our idea. We're here because it was his idea. But we might be hurting. We might be going through stuff. But he's still a good God. And his word says that all things work for the good of those who love him. It doesn't say all things are good. People get that wrong. It says all things work out for the good of those who love him. And so this morning, we're going to just share testimony because it's important to remember. Oh, let me just open my phone quick. Open phone. I'm crying away. Let me open it. Psalm 77, verses 11 to 14 says this. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember the wonders of old. I will ponder on your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You're beautiful. Sorry, I didn't give you my scriptures. My bad. You have made known the might among your people. It's always good to remind ourselves of the goodness of the Lord. And so, a few testimonies. Who wants to go first? Let's see here. Altars, come on. Surprise, you're first. This is Altars, everybody. Don't mess it up because you're first now, eh?
Can't really mess it up. It's not about me. I think my testimony is really just about my future a little bit and what the Lord's kind of done with that. So if you don't know, I'm studying nursing. I'm finishing my studies now in literally 5 weeks. They graduate December. And for nursing, we have to apply to do like a community service year, work for the government, because I don't have enough people. And I could have applied for a lot of different places, and I was really like just searching the Lord, like, where do I apply? Where does he want me? My priority was obviously church, not work. And applied for a couple of places in the Western Cape. And obviously, my comfort, I would have loved to stay in the Western Cape. Stay in Cape Town would be nice. But we also had to apply for other places. And the first choice outside the Western Cape was Humansdorp, which no one seems like knows where it is. Or the people I've told, they're like, what? On the Jeffries bar, like, oh, okay, gotcha. So that was the one place. And with the Eastern Cape as well, they only start in April. So I was like, oh, I really don't want to go here. Like, it's just, it's not my comfort zone. But I was telling the Lord, like, if you want to send me here, you know, I will go. And then we found out around 4:12, found our placement, and I got the Humansdorp. And I was like, yo, I struggled. I was like, yo, should I appeal this? Because I really want to be in the Western Cape. And then the picture the Lord immediately gave me was a picture of Jonah running away from Nineveh. And then obviously, big fish, whale, whatever. I'm like, yo, I don't need that in my life. So let me just willingly go. But in the same sense, just kind of processing it, accepting that that's what the Lord wants for me. Like, it's a big change. It's a new season, everything, and getting excited about it. Just even in kind of getting on board with what the Lord wants, which is good, rather than going like kicking and screaming. Really how he's provided, like connecting with leaders that side. Already, like even I have a place to stay next year. Like I'm only moving in March next year. I'm only starting in April. But already, like another thing I prayed for was if I go Eastern Cape, I have like 4 months next year that I can't work as a nurse yet. So what am I going to do? And my heart was to spend the time for the kingdom, go on an outreach. So then when the Russia thing came up, and I've always wanted to go to Russia, and then it's like the Lord was saying, like, there you go. Go. So I praise the Lord for that opportunity. I just want to actually leave you with two scriptures that came up for me recently again. The first one is Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 9. It says, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." And then Proverbs 16, verse 9 says, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps." So, like, we can make our plans. I made my plans. The Lord determined where I'm stepping. There's this really great animated movie about Joseph as well. And there's a part where he's in prison. The song's called "You Know Better Than I." And it really just, like, I was listening to that song in my quiet time this morning as well. I'm like, yo, the Lord really just does know better. And to trust that, like, we can only see as far as he's given us, and to wait on him, accept that what he's shown us, what he's given us is enough for right now, and to wait on the rest. Yeah.
Well done, my friend. Well done. That was flipping powerful. Zabe, are you still here? Ah, sorry, I could put you second, and then you can get up to kids' church. This is Zabe, everybody. Woo! You're going to do amazing.
Morning. So mine is about a job. For 2 years, I've just been praying for another job, and I love what I do. Just the environment was very toxic that I was in. And for 2 years, I've been praying and chasing this perfect job and nothing. And then I think about 2 weeks ago, we were driving the car, and I just prayed. I said, "Lord, I want a job where I'll be home early, that it's not far from home, that I'll experience what it feels like to be off in a December, because I've never experienced that." And I just said, I gave it to God, and I said, "I'm laying it at your feet. I don't want to control it anymore, like, whenever you're ready, God." And then on Thursday, this email went down just for to apply for this job, and I was like, I can apply. But I know they asked, where did you hear, and whatever, and it was just something that was going around. And anyway, I applied, and then 5 minutes later, they called me, and they said, "Can you come for an interview?" And I said, "Okay, I can come Monday." And they're like, "No, we want you to come the Friday." So I said, "Well, I have work, so it has to be early." So my interview was between 7 and 7:30, and I went, and the interview was great and everything. And then, like, if you take the job or we give you the job, like, do you have to work out a month's notice? I said, yes. And they looked at each other, and they're like, a month is too long. So I was like, okay, 2 weeks. 2 weeks is too long. So I was like, okay, probably not going to get it. And then I said, well, when you know, then let me know. And they're like, in the interview right there, they're like, the job is yours. So for me, it was like, the job is 8 minutes away from my house. I'll be home very early, and I'll be off in December. Wow. And for me, and I only had to work out a week notice. I gave notice, and I start tomorrow. But for me, I felt like it was controlling this thing for 2 years, and just like letting it go and trusting God, something that I was praying for 2 years, God did in less than 48 hours. So we serve a living God. We truly do. Thank you.
That's amazing. Oh, well done. It's so crazy how, like, so both testimonies that started this morning were for provision for things, but they were so differently worked out or walked out on the individual. I want you to see that because, I mean, Zabe asked for specific things and she got everything she asked for, and it was awesome. And our young friend Altus asked for everything else, and God just totally gave him the opposite. And Which is amazing. But can you see God's ways are not our ways? It's not about us. So that's the cool thing about, and they're both provided for. They both, we believe in the presence of the Lord and walking in His path. That's like mind-blowing. Like, so God is an individual God as much as He's in a massive, amazing, awesome, creative being. He is, loves the individual and specifically has a plan and purpose for every single one of us. That's beautiful. Hey, that's like, anyways, I was excited, like one other person. Just kidding. Trying to follow the Spirit in the, just the order too. Renal, let's do you. Where you at? Amazing.
Hello, good morning. I just want to testify that God is still a healer, even today. I've been struggling with my knee from December 20, just after Christmas. I couldn't walk properly. I couldn't do stairs. I really struggled. And 2 weeks ago, they said we can come out for prayer, and Martin and Rian prayed for me, and God healed my leg instantly. So I have all mobility back, and yeah, praise be to God.
Amazing. Yo, I've actually got faith all of a sudden just to pray for guys that are sick and battling with stuff. Is there anyone here that needs prayer for some kind of healing? No? Whoa, that's a little bit harsh, a little bit harsh. Come to the front, come. Come. If you are, yeah, come for the front. Come, don't be shy, don't be shy. Come, come. Stand over there somewhere. Who's got faith to pray for these guys? I don't want to do all the work here. You guys are, we all a body of believers. Who's got faith to pray for the sick this morning? Are you here for the sickness? Okay, stand over there or wherever. Yeah, that's fine. Amazing. Are you going to pray for the guys or are you coming for healing? Are you, what's wrong? You're back. Old age, bro. Don't worry. I'm feeling the same as you. Okay. Anyone else? Okay, we're going to trust. So God can do whatever He wants to do. He can heal whoever He wants to do. He can do it instantly. He can do it over time. We don't know, but we're going to, in faith, pray and trust. So I'm still waiting for someone to pray. Who wants to? Come on, don't be shy. Hey? Who's going to do it? Yes, Martin. Thank you, bud. Anoint oil first and then pray.
Father, I praise You for the testimony of Renal, proving to us that You are a healing God. Lord, when Jesus walked the earth, it was one of the things He often did. He would ask people, what is wrong with you? And then He would pray. So, Father, we want to pray for every single person that is standing here right now. And, Father, whatever the condition is in their body, we want to pray, Lord, that by the power of Your Holy Spirit, that You touch these bodies, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And whatever there is that needs healing, that healing would come into these bodies right now, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every condition, every physical condition, every pain, every torment in Jesus' name, and I command that it be loosed right now and that it will be gone, and that every person standing here will be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit today in Jesus' name. So we say, be healed of your condition, be healed of your pain, be healed of this in Jesus' name. Even old injuries, Lord, and bones that ache, we say, be healed, Father, be healed in your name. And Lord, we just want the real thing, God. We don't want fluff and puff and hype, Lord. We want to see true evidence of Your Holy Spirit working here. So I pray, Lord, for Your power to flow into these people, Lord. Let Your power flow into these people. Let it be a testimony to them first, God, that You know them, that You love them, that You see them. And let it be a testimony to the world that Jesus Christ is alive. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Let Your power just flow even now, Lord. Let Your power flow even now. Even now. Let your power flow into them even now, Lord. And even if we have bad words from doctors, Lord, we want to say that you are greater, Lord, greater than bad words, Lord, spoken over us, that you are able to do anything, Lord. Any condition you can heal, Lord. In Jesus' name. 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 If there's pain, let it leave right now. Let it get out right now and never come back. In Jesus' name. I want every person to just stretch forth your hands to them and in your own words ask God to heal them. We're all working together here today. In the name of Jesus. You, Father, you said if two walk together, Lord, there the Lord commands a blessing. Together, Lord, we are asking that these bodies would be healed. And that the causes of these conditions would be removed out of these bodies in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We are serious, Lord. We are serious, Lord, and we are praying for these people. Say, Lord, would you show mercy today? Would you show grace? Would you show your kindness, Lord? Let every pain leave right now. Let every condition leave. Let every stiff joint be loosed. Let every stiff joint be loosed right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. 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 It's weird. It's like I have to stay here. Like Lord, we pray, let all your grace be released, Lord. That here would be a full breakthrough today. Full breakthrough, Lord. Not half, not part. Full breakthrough, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Amazing, Lord. Amazing, Lord. I'm just going to hang a little bit here because obviously God's doing stuff. So just don't disengage, please. So we're going to trust that God has done something in the physical. And the one thing I feel like I need to ask in the Lord is, if he does touch and heal your body, please tell somebody that doesn't know him, just to give him glory, if I could ask that. Just some, like if he does it now or through the week or whatever, just find someone, a family, a friend, a neighbor, anyone, just say, hey, my God is alive and he's done this for me, and just share that. Amen? Amen. Amen. Sure. Amazing.
Ah, thank the Lord. Amazing. Yeah. Is it just me, or can you just feel the presence of the Lord here? Yeah. In the book of Revelation, 12 verses 11, says, by the word of the testimony and by the blood of the land, he is overcome, like the devil is ripped down, like disarmed because of the testimony of those who love him. And the only reason why we can give testimony is because we've given our lives to him. You know, it's a beautiful thing. Anyways, Stefaniki, you want to share, dude? Come. So it's my new endearing name for him. Love this guy. Like a Jebri.
Let's kill that bride. So this morning I came, I didn't feel the Lord. I didn't feel his love. And I was really trapped in my sin. And this morning I was like, I've sinned too much. And I was like, the Lord can't love me anymore. And then Angelo brought a word to me after I thought that. And the word was, the Lord still loves you. And my testimony this morning is, the Lord loves me. It's something so small but so precious. It's the treasure in the field. I didn't deserve it, and I'm so grateful.
Amazing, buddy. Yeah. Can you imagine? Nice one, Angelo. It's a good transition for me as well. You want to share? You're on the list there. It's another Angelo. How many Angelos do you have?
So at the beginning of the year, I set out a bunch of goals for 2024. And one of the goals was to complete a half marathon. I thought, oh, wow, this is big. This is like, I'm not going to be able to do this. I've only ran like maybe 10 kilometers and like absolutely die. So I remember the one time I ran a 5K and then I did it in like 30 minutes and I was like, wow, I'm so unfit. Like, how am I going to do this? But the goal was to do a half marathon in under 2 hours. So I gave myself 6 months to do it by June. And then, yeah, I was worshiping the one evening. I think it was like a Wednesday night or Thursday night. And God was just like, you're going to do 21 on Saturday. And I was like, no way. I was like, God, I can't do that. Like, I've only ran a 5K. I can't do it. And he said, no. Like, I took you through a season of strength, and you'll be able to do it. And I thought, by God, I still can't. And then he didn't say anything. So I was like, fine. So I wrestled with myself quite a bit. And then Friday night comes, and I'm like, okay, fine. I'll do it tomorrow morning. So I ran the 21, and I did it in 1 hour, 59 minutes, and 33 seconds. So with 27 seconds to spare under the goal that I wanted to get, and I thought, wow, like, God, like, how? Like, you gave me just enough strength, and you like, sent me out to do this. Yeah, and I just followed through that. He said, but your goals that you made, you didn't include me in it. So I was like, whoa, okay. Like, it hit me. So then through the months, running, just for fun. Yeah, and then he just told me, like, the one day, like, hey, I want you to do a full marathon. And I thought, wow, 42 kilometers. And I thought, no way. There's no way. So then it took a few months to wrestle through. And then I think the one night I was just like, I'll do it. So I bought my ticket and I just went in faith, and I thought, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to even finish this. So then months and months go by, and I'm doing more half marathons, training for this. And yeah, last week, Sunday, I did the full marathon, 4 hours, 37 minutes. But in that, I was just like, yeah, like when I got to about 25 kilometers, I wanted to give up. I just wanted to be like, no, like I'm going to call someone to come and fetch me. This pain is too much. Like I thought I had like broken toes. I couldn't even breathe properly. My body felt so heavy. And in that, I was like, God, like why are you taking me through so much suffering? Like I knew it wasn't going to be easy. But then he said, what about me on the cross? And I thought, yo, like, you suffered way more than me, and I'm calling this unbearable. So, yeah, and then just after that, it was just such a, like, a relief. Like, all the pain went away, and I was just running, kept on running, and I finished the race. But through that, it's just like, yeah, like, what God has taken me through, like, even the months going by, and just, yeah, like, each and every run, like, he was there. He told me about himself. He revealed more about him and what he can do in me. So, yeah, just, yeah, also through that as well. It's just like that one step of obedience that I took just to be like, okay, like, Lord, I'll do the 21 for you. Like, even when I didn't feel like I was ready. And through that, I did 5 half marathons this year, and I did a full marathon, which I thought, I wouldn't even think to even do a half. So he showed me that I can do way more if I just trust in him and I say, yes, I'll do it, instead of being like, no, like, I don't think this is you, God. So, yeah, if there's anyone here that feels like, no, like, is this God, is this really God, like, just take that step, and he'll take you much further than what you think that you are able to do. So, yeah.
So good, bro. It's like God's even in the normal, everyday, let's get fit thing. And the principle behind that is so, like, so powerful. Like, I was in one of my readings this week. It was when Joshua and them try to take Ai, it's a smaller city, off to Jericho without asking the Lord, and they got snort-clapped by, like, sticking, like they got smashed. And the Lord was like angry with them because he said, like, you went there without even asking me. And I think that there's such good principles in Angelo's thing. It's like everything we do it unto the Lord. It's like, and so it's a great, that's a great testimony, because it's not about the super spiritual things. It's about our everyday things. And so, well done, dude. Well done. It's amazing. I thought you looked fitter, I must say. I was like, the guy's vibing. Teresa, this is a cool one, apparently. Come show us your ways, Lord.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I just want to give God all of the glory, the honor, and the praise this morning for what he's doing and for what he's still going to do. I have a brother in America. He's a celebrity. So he's big name, fame, and money, prestige, everything, you know. And we tried to speak with him for years, and I don't want to hear your religion, that type, you know. I've got everything. I don't need the Lord. And a very good few months ago, we had a big cross here, and we had to pray for certain family or friends or whatever and put their name down, you know, on the cross, which we did. And I put my brother's name down and his wife, and we still kept on praying for him. And then on Sunday, I got a phone call the afternoon, and it was my brother. And he said, Teresa, are you? I said, no, I'm fine. And you? He says, oh, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. And I could hear he was going through terrible times and, oh, you know, and it just wasn't himself. And I listened with a good ear and just listened. And I just said, yep, yep, yeah, yeah, yeah. And while he was talking to me, I was saying, God, I need godly wisdom here now, because I can't just, hello, Shane. He knows me. And I just needed some godly wisdom here. Not my own wisdom now, because now I'm dealing with something different, you know. And all of a sudden, the scripture came to me, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And with that, Martin, he preached on Sunday. And with that, I saw a picture of Martin, and I thought, okay, Lord, Martin. And Martin, he was talking about people that have got money, right? And people have got prestige and all that, but they are empty. There's a void in them. And I thought, okay, Lord, that's fine. And then I said, okay, now, I've asked for godly wisdom. Faith cometh by hearing. I'm taking that now, Lord, and I'm going to apply. Like Rion said, you know, is listen and apply. So I took that, what Martin was talking about. And I started to speak to him on that, and I thought, oh, okay, he's very quiet. He's not saying anything. And I kept on, and I said, you know, Pidge, you can have all the money in the world. You can have woman, wine, song. You can have everything. But if there's a, when you put your head down on the pillow tonight, there's going to be a void. There's always a void. And that void needs to be filled. And the only person that can fill that is Jesus Christ. It was silence. Nothing was said. And I just kept on sharing the love of Christ. And I said to him, Paige, you know how where I come from. You know what God did in my life and, you know, and ministered on that lines. And when I felt the Holy Spirit said, okay, that's enough now. You know, I stopped. And he said, wow, thank you, Teresa. I needed to hear that. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Well, I was shocked at that, you know. Yeah, I just asked the Lord for godly wisdom, and yeah, I'm shocked. And he kept on thanking me, but I knew it was the Holy Spirit, and the Lord just said, all around the world, the Spirit of God is moving. Not only here in Joshua, all around the world. Even now, the Spirit of God is moving. Doesn't matter if it's at nighttime in America or wherever. God is moving by his power. And I want to encourage you that, you know, that all things are possible. 1 Luke 37, God says, all things, not some, all things. Don't give up praying for your loved ones, your family, your friends. Don't give up. There's going to come a time where God's going to shift us out the way. And by his power and by his anointing, he's going to come in and take over.
Come on. You're powerful. Maybe you have a family or family member or a friend or someone that needs the Lord. Like I had a similar experience this week with my brother. I'm going to be preaching in Durbanville PM soon, and he lives literally down the road. He doesn't know the Lord. So I had a meeting out there this week, and afterwards I popped in quickly and I said, hey, Barry, I'm going to preach, come. And he said, yeah. So a similar thing. I'm like, yeah, baby. So I'm hoping something will click there with him. So maybe just ask the Lord this week, like, hey, if you've got that, just pray and trust. God is, he's not just here, he's everywhere. Ryan. Do it for me, bro. I've been praying a lot, so you can do it too.
What's your brother's name? Ryan. Heavenly Father, we bring Ryan here this morning, Lord. You know him by name, Lord. You know every hair on his head, Lord. We're trusting that when Brett comes and brings your word, Lord, that your word would come with power into his life, into his heart this evening, eh? Next weekend. Lord, we're really trusting for that, Lord, that he would encounter the living God and his power, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, my friend. Amazing. Lionel. Sorry, are you going to... Is that a hand or...?
Brett, do you think that you can stand proxy for your brother now as we pray?
I think we've really prayed. Let's just, I don't want it to be about, yeah. I just wanted to use that as an encouragement. Thank you. But thank you for your passion. Appreciate it. God is doing something cool. Lionel, where you at, dude? Ah, there you are. You normally sit over there, and then you were there. So I could clear, yeah. Yeah, my glasses are at home, so. Should I give you the mic now? I'm a bit nervous.
Holy Spirit. Some of you have heard this testimony, but in the Bible it says, we experience, while we're on earth, we experience God in part. We know him in part, but I believe that little part we experience leaves us in wonder and full of praise and glory. before I went to the conference, I prayed to God that I wanted to experience him at the conference. I didn't know what I was asking, quite frankly. The first chorus, one of the verses we sang about God, Jesus dying on the cross, and I began to cry, not out of sadness, but out of a sudden new revelation of the wonder and the power of God, that he did it for us. And I knew there's a verse further on which about Jesus rising from the dead, and I couldn't wait to get to that verse. And when I got there, my soul just went, whoa, and I began to cry again. I know us men, we're not meant to do that, but it's good to do it for Jesus. And during the first talk, things were said, and tears came to my eyes again. So I spent the first part of the conference crying at the wonder, the glory, the power, and the love of God, a new revelation. And what I want to say to you today, what's it going to be like when we experience him in the full? Oh, it's, amen.
Love it. I love the fact that you're never too old to experience new things in the Lord. Or never too mature. Let's say that rather. Yeah, amazing. Sally, where you at? Sally. Look at that smile. Come on. Oh, you're right. You can do it.
I asked my son to come and stand with me, but I don't know if he's too shy. Listen.
Come, son, please. He's like, no, I will not. Yes, he's coming.
Okay, so I think most of you guys know what happened to us 2 months ago. We were evicted from our house. It was like happened in 2 days' time. And it was like, I don't know, it was unreal. It was like a living nightmare because the Lord has been so good to us since we came to know him. He's been good. He's provided. He's shown his love for us. And I just couldn't understand why this happened. It was like when they say the carpet is rolled out of your feet. So we felt like that because there was so much turmoil, and it was unreal. It was a living nightmare. I couldn't understand. But, I don't know. So we got a place, my daughter got a place for us in the B&B, and we stayed there. We've been in the B&Bs for the past 2 months, 6 B&Bs, and I just want to thank each and everyone that lifted us up in prayer during that time, because we did feel the presence of God. We did feel his peace. And I still don't understand why this happened to us. But yeah, like Alta said, God's ways are better than our ways. We don't understand. And like I said, he's like been so good. He's provided and he's been with us. And I know but I just don't understand that what happened to us. And just want to praise God this morning and give him the glory because because I was blacklisted, I couldn't apply for any places. So between my daughter and my son, they applied for the places. And we got a word on Friday that we're going to sign a lease tomorrow for a place. So just thank each and everyone. For Martin and Rianne, everybody that lifted us in prayer, my family, we just want to give God all the glory and thank Jesus that he came through for us. And also just to share, I couldn't pray also during that time because the words just couldn't come. I didn't know what to say. And so I just started reading the Bible and all the negative stuff that was just coming. Maybe I'm not good enough and whatever. And I found something that really helped me through this time was the armor of God. So we put the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and then this, the belt of truth, and God is truth, and the shield of faith. When I every negative word, I do this and put like a shield and just cover, remove all the negativity, and also the sword of the spirit or the word. I stood on God's word that I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, the anointed one, and his anointing, and I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. So this is my testimony today, that God is good, he's alive, and he sees us, he hears us, and he knows what's best for us. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Sure. So we got one last testimony, last but not least, and then we're just going to end it off with scripture, and we can, then we'll draw the morning to a close. It's almost like one of those that you don't really want to, but you need to, you know what I mean? Like, so Donovan, where are you at, dude? In the meantime, young man at the back there, can you get Isaiah 12, verses 3 to 6 for us, please? Ready?
Morning, everybody. I just want to start off, there's a verse in Romans 1, verse 12, where Paul is writing to the Romans, and he says, when we get together, I want to encourage you in your faith, but I also want to be encouraged by yours. So I just want to say to everybody who shared this morning testimonies, I've been very encouraged by your faith, by your obedience, and by your testimonies. So I just wanted to start with that, and then quickly move on to the next thing. Right, it's only 6 pages. So. I thought I must write it. I won't remember all of this, so I thought I'll write it down rather. So for the first few years of our marriage, Lauren and I never had any money issues. Strong start. There was always enough for us. There was always enough for what we wanted to have and wanted to do. But we have struggled in the past few years with a cycle of debt. We start the year debt-free, then decide to splurge on things we really want or want to do, usually holidays, and for me it's watches. And we do those things using our credit cards to cover the cost, and then spend the rest of the year slowly and painfully paying the debt back off again, all the while complaining that we don't have enough left to do the things that we want to do or buy the things that we want to buy when we want to buy them. By the end of the year, the debt is paid off, and then the cycle seems to repeat itself again. But we continue to tithe. And I oftentimes have questioned the scriptures around tithing and stewardship of finances. Is it not being a good steward to prioritize paying off my debt using the money I would have tithed? I mean, being an accountant, it just makes sense to pay off my debt with money that I'm giving away. Surely it would be better spent paying off my debt. Surely that's stewarding my finances wisely. To add to that, I've been in the process of applying for a certain job, which would come with a much-needed financial boost. So I pushed God and prayed fervently and selfishly, by the way, for God to give me this new job, because more money means all my money problems would go away. In other words, I was praying for an outcome, and I was praying for an outcome and more money rather than praying to hear God's voice. God has kept me waiting for many months now, and for a time I was upset and angry at God because he wasn't giving me what I wanted now. Why was he leaving us in this place of debt and lack? Why was he not helping us get out of this debt cycle and live the abundant life? Why was I giving but not receiving? Why was I tithing but not being blessed? God, why aren't you blessing me? That was very bold. Then one morning, God spoke to me clearly in my spirit and said, have I not provided everything you need? Well, yes, Lord, I answered. Have I left you hungry or thirsty when you needed it? Well, no, Lord, you haven't. Have I left you naked and homeless? Well, no, Lord, I have clothes and I have a home. Am I faithful and keep my promises? Yes, Lord, you are. Then give thanks for that which I have already given you, and do not complain that you do not have the things that I have not given you. Then the Lord continued and saying, I've given you authority over the 90%. It is your decisions that have led you into this financial position you are in now. So from the 90%, you need to fix it. Give to me what is mine, be responsible and accountable with the rest. I cannot trust you with more until you have learned to be trustworthy with what I have already given you. And I was like, you know, God, you're right. A new job might fix the symptom, the debt, but it's not fixing the problem. You providing a financial blessing would fix the symptom, but not the problem. The real issue is our faith in money or is our faith in God to provide this abundant life? Are we stewarding our finances to the glory of God? That doesn't mean we can't buy nice things like nice watches or go on holidays, but it does mean that we are accountable for how we spend the 90%. So with this revelation, Lauren and I are more conscious of God's voice when making large financial decisions. We continue to tithe even though we are still in debt, giving to the Lord what belongs to Him, paying off the debt very slowly, I might add, from what is left. We continue to put finances into relationships with both saints, family, and our unbelieving friends, even when it means cheesy toasties and omelets for supper to make it to the next payday. I continue to wait on God to open the door for this new job opportunity, knowing that if it comes through, I will need God's help to steward the financial resources in a responsible way. I've also learned that I can trust God fully with my finances and everything else that I need. He will provide for my and my family's needs when I put my faith in Him. He is always faithful, and therefore I need to be faithful with what He has given me authority over now. I just want to end with some verses from Matthew 6. Matthew 6:25 starts with therefore, and therefore we all know what therefore means. We need to check what is therefore. So I go one verse back, and it says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith, therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But first, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Amen. Amen. All right.
Yeah. So, our hope is that you've been encouraged. I mean, you see God is he's working differently on different people. Everything from running to providing homes, to challenging the heart, to the physical, to the spiritual, to that his presence is not only here, but in America as well. I mean, like, our God is alive and he's active. And he desperately wants us to glorify his name. And he desperately wants us to be grateful that he's in our lives. And so I'm not actually going to share that scripture. I think that last one was great, good enough. I think we're just going to flog a dead horse if I do. But can I ask us to just to stand together and just end in prayer. And as we go into this week, that the way we see things, the way we see the Lord, the way we see our congregation, the way we see our spouses and our kids, and just the salvation that we carry in our hearts, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, that everything that we have that he's given us, that we'll see it in a different light this week. That's our hope. So, Father, thank you for these amazing testimonies. Thank you for building faith in us and hope in us. Thank you that you work in the small and the big, and it's just as powerful. And, Lord, thank you for your salvation. Thank you for this family, that we don't have to walk this relationship with you alone, that we have brothers and sisters that can walk with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your Spirit that lives in us. Thank you that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we want to ask as a fellowship of believers this morning that you will open our eyes to see how amazing you are in every moment of every day. that you will cause gratefulness and joy and hope just to bubble in us and overflow out of us. Lord, that we could be hope to others around us, that we could be your love to those around us. Lord, that we can be that light that shines in the darkness. And so, Lord, we thank you for this powerful, powerful time with you. And we want to say, we love you, God. We love you, God. Your name be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Love you guys.